This is episode 1206 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. How are you doing today? I honor you for showing up for yourself. Your time spent meditating could be the most important thing you do all day, especially these days where there's a lot of uncertainty. Your meditation ritual can help ground you. And that is what you'll be exploring in today's episode. I'll share with you some insight to help you ground yourself. And then I'll guide you using a mudra meditation technique for mental clarity. Now, I want to ask you, how are you doing with your challenge this week? We are at day 4 of our meditation theme. We're exploring the theme of truth. And this is the second yama from the ancient sage from India, Patanjali, who is considered to have written the Yoga Sutras. Within the Yoga Sutras, there is the branch of yamas. Basically, the sutras are all about how to create unity or union, yoga, in your life. And this is what we're striving so much for these days. Some sense of cohesion and unity. This can look pretty messy. It can look like there's no cohesion. But as you, taking part in this week's series, search for your inner truth, I think you'll find that you feel a sense of security, because when you know what you stand for, what your values are, you're not likely to be pulled in all these different emotional directions when there's so much distraction these days around the world. So in today's episode, before I guide you through the mudra technique, where you'll focus on clarity, I want to share with you a little insight from the second yama, truthfulness. And I want to share an acronym spelling the word SAFE at the very beginning of this series. You discovered the S for safety, and that stands for support. How to support yourself by tapping into your inner truth. What are ways that you can express your truth? And you were encouraged to come up with 3 ways to do this and to do it all week long. That could include what you're doing now is meditation or prayer or yoga or going on a daily walk outside, doing some journaling, anything that helps you to support yourself in a reflective way. And then you discovered A for affirm. You discovered an affirmation for yourself. And the affirmation for this week, which I encourage you to repeat every day, is I listen to my inner truth. I listen to my inner truth. As you meditate this week, you're encouraged to spend a little more time simply listening. Also, listen to what people around you are expressing. This is a great time in history, and we are required to listen to what's happening around us without getting too pulled in different directions. That's why this Inner Truth series can be so powerful for you this week. Well, today I want to share with you the F from safe. And this F represents focus. Your focus is at an all-time premium these days. When you are feeling distracted, emotionally unsettled, when there's a lot of uncertainty, as we're currently experiencing, especially during this global pandemic. So if you could come up with three ways to help yourself focus to where you feel more grounded, you might think about what pulls your focus away the most and think of a way to ground yourself when that happens. Now, I want to share with you a meditation technique that can help you do that. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. There are a lot of nerve endings on your fingertips and within your hands. So when you position your hands in a particular way, mudras are thought to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras have been around for over 5,000 years. I'm sure Patanjali used mudras extensively. So to do the mudra for this week to help with mental clarity and focus, I invite you to try the Ushas mudra. You can see how the mudra is done if you go to the Sip and Om Instagram or Facebook pages. You can see there will be a photo of the Ushas mudra. You can also receive a slowdown guide as well as a truthfulness journal on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks free, so you could download your journal and your guide. These are 30-minute guided meditations, so it's a deeper meditation experience if you feel you want to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual. So the Ushas mudra has you intertwining your fingers. You can hold your hands right at your abdominal area or in your lap, and then place your left thumb right on top of your right thumb. So your other fingers are intertwined with your left thumb on top of your right thumb. That's it. This can help you with mental clarity. You may even find that you intuitively do this, or you see others intuitively do this, where people often are referred to as twiddling their thumbs, moving their thumbs around with their fingers intertwined. Well, this is a way to mentally process something. So sometimes we place our hands and fingers in positions that we don't realize are actually stimulating our brain, mudras. So you can do this mudra as you meditate today. So settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and your body. Notice your breath in particular. Allow yourself to breathe naturally and not force your breath in any way. These meditation techniques are designed to help you unwind naturally. You can't really force meditation. You transition into a state of stillness. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath anytime your mind begins to wander. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose and mentally affirm to yourself, or out loud affirm to yourself, I listen to my inner truth. I listen to my inner truth. Now think about some area of your life where you feel distracted. And think of a way you could focus. Maybe you could focus by doing something that really uplifts you. Maybe even walking in nature, listening to music, cooking, expressing yourself artistically, journaling, some more introspective way that helps you feel more grounded so you can focus on what matters most. Visualize yourself doing this activity for mental clarity. Continue visualizing yourself, and then at some point let go and allow yourself simply to be as you sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.